This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are and have been for some time in an era of industrial robots and assembly line automation. Think cars for just the most prominent example. There are, though, a few things still largely built by hand, and among them are large things. I'm talking here about jet engines. I know, who'd have thought? Hand-built, right? But with a rise in demand for commercial airplanes has come a need for jet engine builders to take a fresh look at their very old assembly technique. From WNPR in Connecticut, Harriet Jones reports.
This is Pratt & Whitney's plant in Middletown, Connecticut, where several jet engines in various states of readiness hang suspended from a track on the ceiling. This assembly line represents one part of a multi-billion dollar investment Pratt has made in a new engine and a new way of making it.
We're standing at the beginning of the assembly line, at the beginning of the oval.
I'm being shown around by Tom Mays, who runs this facility.
It moves down one side of the oval like a racetrack, and it has progressive steps of assembly.
Henry Ford may have invented large-scale moving assembly for automobiles in the early 1900s, but in the aerospace industry, this line is completely revolutionary. Engines under construction can glide with the push of a button from one build station to the next. On the other side of the same shop floor, engines are still being built the old way.
In a static build structure, the engine doesn't move or rotate, so you're climbing on ladders to reach the top assemblies, you're crawling on your back to reach bottom assemblies.
With this new line, the mechanic can position the engine precisely, kind of like the preset button on a car seat.
The mechanic, when he's doing an assembly operation, the computer knows where he prefers the rotation and the up and down and can automatically go there at his desire.
It is a lot easier. I'm a big guy, and reaching up and bending over takes its toll on me.
Senior mechanic Neil Werboff has worked for Pratt for 37 years.
It was futuristic. It was something out of Star Wars for me, you know, for a jet engine assembly. We've done things so long the old way that you become entrenched in the way of doing things, and something new like this is like, will it work? Is it a good idea? Should we change? And the first engine we did on this, I never want to go back to the old way.
And that reaction, says Ted Sluice, is exactly the point.
The easier you make the mechanic's job, the better quality product that you get, the more efficient the product is produced, and ultimately the more you can build in a year.
Sluice is one of the engineers who designed this system. He says the reason jet engines have never been built like cars is because they've always been a low-volume business.
If you didn't have the volume on this product line, you would never do this. The investment has to buy itself in, and that efficiency gain has to have a payback over a certain period of time. And without the volume, it doesn't do that.
The engine that's being built this way is the key to the volume. It's a new technology that Pratt calls Pure Power, designed to burn 15% less fuel than a conventional engine. The company now has a backlog of orders for about 7,000 of these engines. With the old method of assembly, it could have built about 300 a year in this engine center. Now, with moving assembly lines installed here and at its facility in West Palm Beach in Florida, it could potentially build 1,000 a year.
The real challenge in any new technology is, of course, learning how to build it and learning how to build it at a profit.
Aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia of the Teal Group says it won't always be a smooth road ahead for Pratt.
Driving down costs, driving down defects when they happen in the manufacturing process, and, of course, just the investment needed to ramp up to levels that Pratt hasn't seen in the commercial business in decades.
Some of those speed bumps were evident in December when Airbus, the biggest customer for the new engine, had to delay delivery of the first of its A320neo jets, in part because of technical issues with the engine. But that was rectified just recently as Lufthansa became the first airline to put the new engine into service. In Middletown, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.